Sri Chaitanya Sarasatmat Radio. Welcome. What you're about to hear is a dispatch by Krishna Chandra Prabhu on his return with his wife Anindita Devi Dasi to West Bengal from the Sri Chaitanya Sarasatmat annual Kartik pilgrimage for 2004 to Govardhan and Vrindavan. He sent this report from our Dumdum Park temple in Calcutta in the evening shortly before flying out to London on completion of their three-week pilgrimage to India.
At the moment there's a big festival going on outside, some Bihar festival for the sun, which actually caused a lot of trains to be full today on our way from Delhi, but they're also celebrating here at the bathing kund outside, fireworks as you can hear going off and so many people, drums banging. So hopefully you can hear me above all the noise. So we left Calcutta Howrah on the 9th of November, myself and Anindita, and we arrived kind of mid-afternoon on the 10th in Vrindavan. We were welcomed very warmly by Srikala Bhakti Prof. Nityananda Maharaj and the very few devotees that were there at the time. The other party, the Bengali devotees, along with Aranya Maharaj and Giri Maharaj and all the Bengali devotees, had not arrived at that point. They would turn up later on that night. Now, when we arrived, we took bath and we were called down for prasadam, actually thinking that it would be what was left from the noon offering. But actually, Maitra Prabhu, his initiated name, if I remember correctly, is Prabhat Krishna Prabhu. He specially cooked us some aloo bhaja. They were more like chips, real Western chips, with some freshly made chapatis, which was very kind, and we were very touched by that, that he'd actually made something fresh for us. And obviously his experience of serving the Western devotees can be seen, because he knows that we all like chips, so he made us some chips, and they made us sit down and take a little prasadam. Then the two of us, we did a little parikram just around Radha Damodar, Seva Kunj and Imli Tala. There were some devotees from Puri who turned up unexpectedly, so there was a little juggling with the rooms, but we were all cooperating very nicely, and we were made very comfortable, and so all glories to the service there at Maitra Prabhu and Tirtha Maharaj. They were very sweet and very kind to us. So we took rest that night. The next day, the two of us, we did the parikram, the Panchakroshi parikram, around Vrindavan Dham. The night prior to that, the devotees did arrive in Govardhan. Tirtha Maharaj spent the whole night waiting in a bus at, I think, Tundla, waiting for them to arrive. So he also went through some austerity in the service of the devotees, but they came, and they came to Govardhan. That day, as well as doing the Panchakroshi parikram, we went to Radha Gopinath temple, Radha Govindaji. We also went to Madhu Pandit Samadhi, who is the servitor of Radha Gopinath. And we also went to Gopeshwar Shiv. Now, the next day, which is the 12th, we set off to Govardhan in the morning. Myself, Tirtha Maharaj, Anindita, Malati Priya, Tulsi Devi, one devotee lady from Venezuela, and a Venezuelan lady called Braja Seva. We went to Govardhan on that day. We rested a little. We were amazed at what's manifested there, the new temple looking very glorious, with the road leading down to the temple all illuminated with lots of tinsel decoration, like a canopy stretching all the way down the drive to the temple, and lights all the way down each side, permanent lights that are standing there illuminating the pathway down to the doors of the temple where you can see Giriraj there, and the new guest house, of course. Then we met all the devotees and was very happy to meet Aranya Maharaj and Giri Maharaj and all the Bengali devotees. And that evening we did a little parikram just around Manasaganga, as we normally do before we start the Govardhan parikram. We went to Haridev temple. The deity was installed by Bajranava, Krishna's great-grandson. We went to the temple of Manasa Devi, who is the Durga deity there by the side of Manasaganga. Sanatan Goswami's Bhajan Kutir, the deity of Chakaleshwar Shiv, which is one of the four major Shiva temples in Vrindavan. Then the next day, the 13th, which was actually the Anukut day, Govardhan Puja, we began the first half of Govardhan Parikram, stopping at Govinda Kund, Madhavendra Puri's Bhajan Kutir, the Gopal deity there, just beside Madhavendra Puri's Bhajan Kutir. Yeah, and Nityahari Prabhu, of course, came over, as he has done for maybe the last 4 or 5 years, to do the prasadam distribution at the foot of Govardhan Hill. He arrived in the afternoon of the 13th, which is the day before Govardhan Puja. And I spent about half an hour with him down at the market in Govardhan and talking with Vishnu Puru, one of the Govardhan buses, who has been arranging, along with Nityahari Puru and some of the local Govardhan buses there, the prasadam distribution. And I heard what would be on the menu for the next day, sabji with potatoes and chickpeas and tomatoes and chili and some kheer, some sweet rice was made. So there were two preparations that were going to be distributed, and they were sorting out the amount of vegetables they would need. That was on the eve of Govardhan Puja. And then the distribution began at 8 o'clock in the morning on the day of Govardhan Puja. We set off at first light after Mangal Arati on the first leg of Govardhan Puja. And when we reached the place from which they were going to distribute prasadam, which is just a little way into the first half of our parikram, they were preparing the preparations. They were setting up the pandal. Nityahari Puru wasn't there at that time because this was quite early. But I did actually take some photos of the preparation, and there was some of the Govardhan buses rolling the chapatis and the big mound of dough. There were vegetables being fried, and the preparation was going on. Unlike previous years, there wasn't many Western devotees there, but he had brought over with him two American girls that he'd met at the Rainbow Festival earlier on in the year. And it was the first time they'd ever been in India. I think one was 18, one was 17 or something like that. And their very first activity within a day of touching down in India, in Delhi, was to distribute prasadam to the pilgrims doing Govardhan Parikram, which is quite inconceivable that they were doing that kind of service their very first time in India. And then we carried on with our parikram, finally getting back home in time for bathing Giriraj at our mot in Govardhan. And Nityahari, before he left Govardhan, he told me that they'd distributed 30,000 plates of prasadam to the pilgrims on the Parikram Marg around Govardhan Hill. When I came to him to take the photographs, it was a lull in the distribution, but they earlier on in the day they'd had to put ropes, like a rope barrier, around the pandal to try to give some organization, because so many were pushing them to take. It was a very busy time, what with it being Govardhan Puja and also Diwali the day before. So again, very successful prasadam distribution at the foot of Giri Govardhan. So after completing the first half of Govardhan Parikram, we returned to our mot, and we bathed our Giriraj Maharaj there at our temple, everyone taking it in turns to bathe with milk and then with water. And that was all overseen by Prabhu Purnananda and Bhagavat Maharaj, who was there, and also Jagannath Prabhu, who I've not seen for such a long time. He used to be serving here at the Calcutta temple. Now he's doing pujari there in Govardhan, at our Govardhan mot. And also Paramahansa Maharaj was overseeing the bathing of Giriraj. So after everyone had bathed him with milk and water, then Purnananda Puru bathed Giriraj with the mixture of what, I don't know exactly what is in there, but there's definitely perfumed oils, and there's some yogurt and some water, a thicker substance which is rubbed into Giriraj's form all over, and he's cleaned very lovingly and so thoroughly. And then he's bathed lots of cool fresh water until he's shining, and then dried, and there's his necklaces are put on, his cloth, his Brahmin thread, his crown, and he's made to look very jubilant and very radiant. And then the whole temple is cleaned, so that's the bathing of Giriraj, which I took some photographs of, so hopefully they will be shown as well. After that there was a big feast as usual on Govardhan Puja, with preparation after preparation after preparation after preparation. So many preparations were offered, and there was such a big feast with so many big sweets, so many big rasagulas of all different colours. There was orange rasagulas and white rasagulas, and so much prasadam. As devotees who've been for Govardhan Puja will know, there's always such a big feast on that day. And then announced during the prasadam was that we were going to do the second half of Govardhan Parikram that afternoon, which is normally it's done over 2 days from what I've experienced, but it was done on the same day. So everyone took a little rest, but just a little, and we set off for the second half of Govardhan Parikram, visiting Uddhava Kund. Then we got to the Radha Kund village, where there are quite a number of places around Radha Kund, such as Janava Devi Baitak, which is her sitting place where she would sit and do bhajan by the side of Radha Kund. Before that, there is the Radha Gopinath Sisi that was worshipped by Janava Devi. Inside there, of course, there's also the Samadhi Mandir of Raghunath Das Goswami. By this time, it was getting a little dark, so some of the places we didn't go to, it was such a, with it being Govardhan Puja Day, there were so many, I've never seen so many devotees there in Vrindavan. And it was also, a day before that, it was Diwali. So throughout the time we were there, Govardhan was so crowded. So it did become a little chaotic at that point. We didn't venture to go into some of the other places, like there's the place where some of the Chaitanya Charitamrita was written by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. There's also the five Pandavas there in the form of trees, place of bhajan of Madhavendra Puri, and some other places also which we didn't visit, but we went round and we paid obeisances from a little distance. And of course then we go to Radha Kund and Shama Kund. Between both of them, here comes a very noisy plane, no doubt going over to the airport. So we paid our obeisances to Radha Kund. We stopped a little there, and Giri Maharaj gave a talk in Bengali. There was not so much said in English, because there was only maybe four or five devotees there, non-Bengali speaking devotees. But I tried to explain something in our small group, and Giri Maharaj gave such a nice talk, was told afterwards by Jitendra Maharaj that he was talking from the Upadeshamritam, describing how above Vaikuntha is Mathura, and above Mathura there is Vrindavan, and within Vrindavan there is Govardhan, higher still, and of all the places in Govardhan, of course, is Radha Kund. So based on this verse from Rupa Goswami's Upadeshamritam, he talked in Bengali. By then it was dark, so we made our way from there back to our temple in Govardhan via Kusum Sarova we passed. Unfortunately, it was dark then, so we could only see the silhouette of Kusum Sarova, very glorious and a spectacular place. But still, we saw it when we came from Vrindavan on the rickshaw. We passed down that road on the auto rickshaw. So that was the end of the Govardhan Puja day, that was the 13th. On the 14th, we were still at Govardhan, and we left Acharya Maharaj arranging buses for the Bengalis, and we went also in some specially arranged transport for the few Westerners that were there, and we went to Barshana, of course, to the palace of Vrishabhanu Maharaj, and the pastime place of Srimati Radharani. She grew up there in the palace of Vrishabhanu Maharaj in Barshana, which of course is always stunning to go. We're climbing up a big hill, and the sannyasis are giving us some opportunity to serve them by, like, Aranya Maharaj and Giri Maharaj, by trying to hold their arms when actually they're very strong, and they're actually doing us a favor, helping us get up the hill. We went to the top of the hill and to the temple of Vrishabhanu Maharaj, the deity of Srimati Radharani there. And we had some kirtan led by Giri Maharaj, and some more talk were given there. Tirtha Maharaj also spoke very nicely in English about worship of Srimati Radharani and the temple of Vrishabhanu Maharaj, the palace of Vrishabhanu Maharaj there. From there we went to Uchagaon, which of course we know to be a very dear place to Srila Govinda Maharaj. Many times he's expressed his very happy feelings about that place, and that was very sweet for us to be there. Very sweet, simple, rural place on the top of one of the three hills that we can see, the other being Nandagram, of course. We had prasadam there, actually, which again, we had some halava and muri, and the Brajbasis would also sit, and they took prasadam with us there. And again, there were talks by Giri Maharaj and Tirtha Maharaj and Paramahansa Maharaj. From there, having paid our obeisances to that very special place, we went to Nandagram, to the top of another big hill where Krishna and his family lived, having gone from Gokul after the persecution of so many asuras that were being sent by Kamsa. They made their home in Nandagram, so we went to the home there, Nanda Maharaj and Krishna, Mother Yasoda and Balaram. So after visiting Nandagram, from there we went back to Govardhan. Then on the 15th, we're still leaving from Govardhan, but we were actually heading now for Vrindavan, but we went via Mathura. We went to Krishna's appearance place, his birthplace there, the Janmasthan of Lord Krishna in the center of Mathura. Went round within the compound of Krishna's appearance place to the Keshavji temple, and then to the cell of Kamsa where Krishna appeared. And again, kirtan led by Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj was walking around the parikram a lot of the time, but the Govardhan parikram, he was taking rickshaw, but still looking very dignified, always looking dignified, whether walking or on a rickshaw, as well as was Aranya Maharaj sitting beside him on the rickshaw. Then we went back to the Vrindavan Mot, took prasadam, rested a little, and then in the evening we went to Radha Damodar temple, where there's so much, of course, in Radha Damodar temple, the samadhi of Jiva Goswami, the samadhi of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the Pushpa samadhi of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, of course the samadhi of Rupa Goswami and his Bhajan Kutia also, the deities Radha Damodar, different deities worshipped by Jiva Goswami, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Bhurgarbha Goswami, Jayadev Goswami, the deities of all those great devotees that worship there in Radha Damodar temple. After Radha Damodar, we went to Imli Tala, where of course there is the mot of Bhaktisaranga Goswami Maharaj, Guru Maharaj's spiritual master, with his samadhi is there, and of course the famous tamarind tree from Dwapara Yuga, under which Lord Krishna would sit and chant the name of Srimati Radharani and turn the golden colour. But there's the famous tree there from that time, which is of course now being protected and held up by some metal structure. There's a lot of construction going on there. Where the deities used to be, there's a new temple being built and domes and a big temple, and the deities have been moved to the left-hand side of the tree, the Imli tree there. And we saw Prabhadevi, the very auspicious and highly respected lady devotee there, who also came for Srila Sridhar Maharaj's Vyasa Puja. And we paid obeisances to her. We looked out across the Jamuna as the deity of Mahaprabhu is doing there, sitting under the Imli tree there. Then, after that, we went to Seva Kunj, the Rasa Stali, the place of the Rasa dance. Did parikram of Seva Kunj, came out of there, passed through all the monkeys. There's so many monkeys that are there outside Seva Kunj. So getting back from parikram for that day, there was the aarti, then there was the evening program, and then we all took prasadam, which was cooked by Bhakti Amrit Sagar Maharaj, who throughout the whole time in Govardhan and Vrindavan was doing so much service. He was very enthusiastic on the buses out to the different places such as Barshana and Nandagram. If there was some disturbance on the bus over seating arrangements and there was some quarrel going on, he would always happily interject and harmonize everything, and if the quarrel still continued, he would just strike up with kirtan, and so everyone would join in and forget about all their squabbling. And so many times he showed himself to be very enthusiastic and very happily serving. Also cooking every day was Jadu Gopal Prabhu, Kamal Krishna Prabhu, and the devotees there at Vrindavan, Prabhat Krishna Prabhu, who is known as Maitra to many, Maitra Prabhu. The next day we went on Panchakroshi Parikram, that's the Vrindavan Parikram, all the way around the outside of Vrindavan, and they stop at the sitting place of Mahaprabhu. He would rest there, which is called Mahaprabhu's Vishram Stali. There's a little temple there with Lord Jagannath, Baladeva Subhadra there, and a deity of Mahaprabhu who sat there chanting. And then of course on that Parikram path we go past the Krishna Balaram Mandir of ISKCON temple, and there's Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada's Samadhi Mandir there. So we paid a visit there, continued round Raman Reti and the Cowherd Boys Trail after Raman Reti, and continued round, and you come to Radha Madan Mohan, and then round to where you actually begin the parikram, which is always Goswami Maharaj's mot, the Imli Tala mot there, where we began about 3 or 4 hours earlier in the morning. So that was Vrindavan parikram completed. Then again back to the temple for prasadam, a little rest, and again we went out in the evening, and we went to the Radharaman temple. There is also the samadhi of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who is worshipping Radharaman. We went to Nidavan, the gardens there at Nidavan, the Radha Gopinath temple, and the Radha Govindaji temple, and a temple of Lala Babu. That was the 16th. Then on the 17th is the day we actually left. We had to leave in the morning. And at the time we set off from Vrindavan temple on a rickshaw, we got a cycle rickshaw, myself and Anindita, to the tempo stand. It was exactly the same time as the devotees left for parikram. So at that point, the Parikram Prasi broke away from us, and we had to continue to the auto rickshaw stand. But they then, I was told by Acharya Maharaj, they would then go on to Radha Madan Mohan Temple, and also the Samadhi Mandir of Sanatan Goswami, of course, who is the servitor of Radha Madan Mohan. And they were also going to go to Vangsivat on that day, and Gopishwar Shiv, which of course is the very important Shiva temple, one of the four main Shiva temples in Mathura Mandal. Gopishwar Shiv, the form of Lord Shiva, the Shiva who was in the form of a gopi, who was allowed to enter into the Rasa the Leela there only after getting the form of a gopi. So that's Gopishwar Shiv. And in the afternoon, they would have gone to Gokul, to Mahavan, and also to Ravel, the appearance place of Srimati Radharani. Then after visiting those places and paying their respects to those places, they would have headed back to Navadvip via Haridwar and Naimisharanya. As indeed they also, on their way out to Govardhan, they did go through Prayag, where there is of course Triveni, where the Saraswati, the Ganga and the Jamuna meet there. Also they went to Gaya, which is the place where Mahaprabhu went of course to offer Pindar to his father and worship the feet of Vishnu there, the temple where Vishnu's footprints are there. So they went on Parikram and we were at the back in a rickshaw actually going to the auto rickshaw stand, which is very, very nice because we were with the devotees right up to the end actually in the Parikram party, and at one point they had to turn off to go to the Radha Madan Mohan temple and we had to continue, but the devotees were with us all the way and we were very happily talking with Jitendra Maharaj, who's very soft hearted and was very sad to see us go, as we were also very sad to go on that day. And indeed I had such a happy time there, all the devotees were so kind to us. And Anindita is already plotting a plan to come back and live in India on the train. She's thinking what to do. So she's been very much touched by this visit and this pilgrimage to both Navadvip and Govardhan and Vrindavan, and to come back here to Kolkata, which she's already said is her favourite mot. She says the poor relation, she refers to it, but she has some special feelings for this Kolkata mot, she's saying, and the first place she ever came to after coming to Calcutta when we arrived. So I've tried to recount the schedule of the program of the Parikram from when I arrived, or from the both of us arrived in Vrindavan on the 10th, right through to when we left yesterday morning, the 17th. But all in all, it's been a very, very happy time for us, and I cannot say enough how kind the devotees have been to both of us. Everything has gone very smoothly for us. Our health has been good. The devotee service has been marvelous, and their hospitality has been so wonderful, so heartwarming. We've been very touched by it, and we're very, very, very sad to leave. So here we are, the both of us. We're now on the third floor of our Dum Dum Park Mot. Aarti will be happening very soon. In fact, they've just rung the bell a couple of minutes ago. And the both of us are very sad to be leaving today. It's been a very, very, very happy time for us. We didn't stay so long, 3 weeks, but in that 3 weeks we managed to be fortunate enough to go to Navadvip Dham and to Govardhan Dham and Vrindavan Dham and so many holy places. And we were very much touched by all the service of the devotees, their hospitality. Everything has been very wonderful. Our health has been very good throughout, and it's been very sweet to be with Giri Maharaj and the Randy Maharaj and to be able to offer what little service we can, try to help them in some way, giving them a mosquito net. I had the opportunity to help Giri Maharaj with his broken watch, which he'd got from Russia, and it wasn't actually broken, it was an automatic watch that didn't require batteries or winding. On the night before leaving, we put the watch on his wrist and we were all joking together, myself and Jitendra Maharaj, that as he's dancing in kirtan and waving his right arm about, his watch can keep going, which he found very amusing. So there's so many happy memories such as this that we have of our Parikram, the annual Sri Chaitanya Sarasvata Mot Parikram, the Govardhan and Vrindavan Dham. And I can hear the bell ringing in the background here, and I've just heard the familiar voice of Nirupendra Krishnavaru saying Jai Sri Sri Guru Garanga Radha Madan Mohan Jyoki Jai. The doors have opened, which is a very good time for us both to sign off here and wish all the devotees around the world our very best wishes and pay our obeisances also, of course, to all the devotees and to Srila Bhaktisundar Govinda Maharaj, who's there, hopefully may listen in America. Jai Srila Gurudev Ki Jai.